Let's take a look at the rest of what we have. Texas, baby. Going around our Lone Star State, Texas, and we're shortage of topics here for our Texas topics. Well, they were dramatic about it, but in overtime, our little Dallas Stars. All right, time to jump on the bandwagon. And yes, Heather, this is hockey.
Mm-hmm.
This is hockey, the one they play on the ice.
Yeah. So I just have a question. I was looking at this.
Offside is when it passes two lines, the center line and a blue line.
Right.
Or,
blue.
No, that's actually green, icing.
Okay. So are they going to fight because of the whole America-Canada thing? Wasn't that a big thing earlier on?
No, they just fight because it's hockey.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, I was wondering. It's not boxing, not even a little.
Actually, fights simmer down in the playoffs because, man, they really crank it up. And it was a 2-1 overtime win Saturday against the Winnipeg Jets. That closes that series out and moves your Dallas Stars to the Western Conference Finals. That'll crank up Wednesday night, taking on... Actually, we were saying this about Winnipeg, but truly the hated Edmonton Oilers, because who doesn't hate Edmonton? So go Stars. That starts Wednesday, goes Friday, Sunday, and yada yada.
Okay. No, everyone is excited about the Dallas Stars.
Yeah.
Going to the NFL Finals.
No,
NHL.
That's
NHL Finals. That's, yeah.
We got
that's
there.
Okay,
we got there.
Well, except one person, and her name is Katy Perry.
Oh.
Now, that's because her concert got rescheduled. It's supposed to be on Wednesday. Those tickets will now be valid for Thursday.
Oh.
So when you make your big plan for the week, you have to pencil in Katy for Thursday.
So
that's where
Perry.
You're going to go. And you got to watch those pink shorts. Now, this is probably a touchy issue. The Nuggets game got her show moved in Denver.
Oh, wow.
Just last
week. She's just
week.
Getting moved all over the place.
Poor
Katy, and then I saw that they don't want her in Vegas anymore because she lost so much money during her residency, so nobody in Vegas will touch Katy Perry, which is saying something for Vegas.
I mean, at least she's got her gig on American. Oh, wait, that's going to wait.
Hey,
okay, Katy
Perry.
Okay, welcome to Dallas.
There's always space.
Because, baby, you're
at least somebody up there loves her. Sports-wise, yes. Saturday, we took it in the PBR World Championships. And ultimately, it was Jose Victor Lemmy who, man, just knows how to do that bull riding thing just so much better than everybody else a lot of the times. Three-time champion for the PBR. Big comeback throughout the season. Man-hater ended up being Bull of the Year.
Oh.
Even though he was ridden successfully once. But throughout this season, he ends up being the Bull of the Year. I did notice, though, as we were watching the semifinals and then tracking it yesterday in the finals, yesterday afternoon, every bull rider that this show had on leading up to it.
Yeah.
Brady and Austin, and they all got bucked off.
Oh, no.
Throughout the weekend. I'm not saying that we had anything to do with that.
You don't think it could.
KB and Heather Lee.
I mean,
can they milk a goat?
We had a show curse at once. Maybe it's back. I'm glad Neil McCoy didn't fall off the stage.
We'll look for you, KB.
That could have been the holy thing.
You're on his radar. So one of the greatest joys of home ownership is air conditioning ownership, especially right here in the great state of Texas. Also remember that this is not cheap, especially now, as there is an R-454B refrigerant shortage.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I said what I said.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, there's now a surge in demand.
That's not
there's
good.
There's a cylinder constraints. People are panic buying. And, of course, our good old friend, supply chain issues. Now, apparently, this is the new, more eco-friendly refrigerant.
Oh, yeah.
And people are saying, we have to switch, and now we don't have enough. But if you think old Mr. Frosty at your house may need some love, make your appointment now. It could be a 2 to 4 week lead time before you get an appointment.
Somebody out there is yelling, bring back Freon!
Yeah, that's right.
We're exactly a month away from the start, technically, of summer, so...
Lots of time.
Yay.
Yeah. So we're going to cool off any
moment. Well, let's talk about blizzards, then, on the flip side of it. A North Texas Dairy Queen over the weekend catered a wedding. Now, Dairy Queen says we don't normally do weddings.
I love this.
But when it's the wedding of North Texan Bradley Blizzard, wedding Olivia Morris... It's kind of a no-brainer there.
So, oh, my word. That's fantastic.
Now, Olivia Blizzard, and that's his actual last name, too. Bradley Blizzard. Sounds like you could do weekends on Wild 92.1. Hmm.
It.
Yeah.
Kid has gone places.
DQ came in, and this was actually all one, because most of them are independent franchises under the DQ umbrella, and that particular North Texas DQ owner said, yeah, this is something we need to do. So they catered their whole wedding right there as a tip to his last name. They also consequently tipped him upside down right before he kissed the bride, but everything is fine. Right there.
It's fantastic.
This bodes really well for Tom Tater Tot and Sonic. He's really hoping for it. Would you prefer Mikey McNuggets? I don't know. Maybe that's... Okay, there it is. Then coming up, their graduation ceremonies may have been last week, but Tarleton still very much plenty on your schedule. Tarleton State University will host a pair, they announced, of day-long events. In fact, this one, on the same day, symposiums relating to Texas history and featuring nationally recognized historians. The Texas Industrial Symposium will kick things off on June the 13th with Texas Wine, Spirits, and Breweries Symposium.
Like, that's my kind of symposium.
That will also in room 113 hold right after that the Texas New Deal Symposium.
What's that?
Shouldn't you schedule those the other way around?
Texas,
unless you want to get them liquored up to make some big deals. That's like online shopping.
In the middle of another can't miss morning, KB and Heather Lee.